Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I want to go through a Commander's spotlight with you, put the bright lights on various members of the team that have to show up if the Commanders are going to hang in this football game. And I'm going to start with spotlight on Matthew Wright. We just found out the Commanders would have a new kicker tonight. Matt Gay is out. This is a really interesting opportunity, actually, to see what this looks like with somebody else kicking here. Now, we don't know how serious the Gay injury is going to be, or is it going to linger. I think it's a back that popped up over the weekend. He was in question until today. They obviously flew Matthew right in here, and just in case Gay wasn't able to go, had him on speed dial at the team hotel. Somebody knocked on his door today and said, get ready to kick on Monday Night
Football. You're kicking, buddy.
So he will kick. You just don't know if he's going to have to, you know, kick in a big spot or not. I would imagine this means they go for a couple of fourth downs they traditionally wouldn't with a new kicker out there in plus territory. Probably not going to ask him to boot a 55, 56-yarder in his debut. Not a ton of familiarity with him. But can you imagine if this thing comes down to the wire, you've got a brand new kicker out there helping determine the fate of the entire team. You know, 90 people in the building all counting on, their families all counting on this dude who's been here for just a few minutes. So spotlight on Matthew
Wright. That's kind of what we were talking about a moment ago, right? We're going, this is the script, hang around. Well, you know what happens in a game where you hang around? It might come down to the kicker. The irony there is pretty amazing. Terry McLaurin, again, this is, you didn't show up to training camp. You didn't show up to all the practices. You held out, you held in, you held everywhere else. At some point, you're being paid a lot of money. I need you to be the player that you claimed you were, that you were fighting with the team, right? You were negotiating for yourself, and your agent was. I understand the process. I get it. I'm not angry about that. I understand you want to get what you're worth. But you argued, this is what I'm worth. Now would be a great time. Prime time, Natty TV, backup quarterback, an offense that's going to have to ring the bell a few times. You want to hang with Pat Mahomes on primetime football. You better cross the goal line a couple times if you're the offense, right? Some big plays need to be made by 17. Spotlight there.
Josh Connerly at tackle. I'm putting the spotlight on the big rookie, 6'4", 315, first-year player out of Oregon. Remember early on taking on Brian Burns of the Giants and then Micah Parsons of the Packers and Max Crosby of the Raiders. It was a murderer's row to start his season. The results were porous enough, especially through the first two games where he'd given up, you know, a combined 10 pressures where we said, are we sure they should have him start against Crosby? And then they did a pretty good job to help him out, actually. They, you know, coached a little differently. I think they called some things differently up front, and it went okay against Max Crosby. He had his best game probably. Since then, against Atlanta, against the Chargers, and certainly against the Bears, I thought he was outstanding in pass pro on Monday Night Football in that game. He has played at a different level. Last week was a revert performance, back to the early weeks against the Cowboys. You know, he regressed. He gave up a sack, he gave up a hurry, he gave up a couple pressures. He was called for, I think it was three penalties in that game. So now, I need you to get back right. This inconsistency, this riding of the roller coaster is not my plan in year one. I gave you the first few weeks, no problem, man. You were learning, you were getting better, you were getting baptized by fire. But then you kind of got out of that. You were playing better. This past week against Dallas is not what it's supposed to look like for him. So I'm hoping that we see a very different Josh Connerly tonight.
That's a good one. And George Karloftis probably a lot of times his opposite number there, right? I mean, that's a good player.
Yeah, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to give you some of the top Chiefs players and some notes on them. Karlaftis is actually one of the most successful pass rushers in the league, even though the sack total is not that high. He's top five in pressures this year, and he's going to get Connerly a bunch.
Spotlight Marshon Lattimore. If there is such a thing as a good matchup for him, and I don't really believe there is because, again, I think he's washed and can't play anymore, but it would be maybe a couple of these Chiefs receivers, not the fast ones, not the guys that are burners down the field for home runs, but Rashee Rice is a big, physical, he's quick. I mean, he's a fast player, but he's not Tyreek Hill. He wants to push around kind of underneath a little bit and work open. Maybe some bump and run for him tonight. Maybe you can disrupt him, throw him off a route or two. Maybe make him play on the football, God forbid. Maybe get your head turned around and put a hand on one that pops up for an interception. Something to that effect where you've got to make a positive difference here at some point. You're going to be picked on, quite frankly, by both opponents and members of the media, pudgy idiots like me, until something changes. And this is another opportunity in prime time for him to put a deposit in the bank.
How about friend of the program,
Bill?
Jacory Kroski, Bill. Kroski Merritt on the season averaging 5.2 yards per carry, sitting at 377 yards, is coming off of his worst day in the NFL. He averaged just 2.5 yards per carry, 13 attempts for 33 yards. And by the way, he had 15 yards on two carries to start the game against Dallas, which means for the rest of the game, he had 11 carries for 18 yards. They completely shut him down. Now, I didn't think going back and watching.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The All-22, that was really a Jacory Kroski Bill issue. I thought it was a system-wide failure, and specifically up front, they just got beat up and they didn't block very well. It's not like he was, missing holes or getting tackled when he shouldn't have. Having said that, they got to get him going, and you need to make it a bounce-back effort for him. I don't think you can string two of those duds together. I liked what I saw from him for the most part against the Bears. They were better at defending the run than we anticipated them being, and he lost a fumble in a second straight game there. So the last three games, it's awesome day against the Chargers, did lose a fumble. Then okay day against the Bears, lost a fumble. And then his worst game against the Cowboys statistically. I'm ready to get him going again. Turn this up. Turn up the heat. As he's been there all down, kind of 90% of their carries back, Danny. 14, 17, 13 carries the last 3 weeks. The efficiency has gone down a little bit. I don't think it has to be that way. They just haven't run the ball as well as they need to.
Hoping the receivers help out with that tonight, right?
Yeah, maybe 16, 17 carries for him and get him up over 100.
Spotlight, Luke McCaffrey. Not really as a receiver with Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel coming back, but Luke McCaffrey, the kick returner. Here's where I'm going with this. I think we know, right, if you gave these teams the same schedule, the Chiefs would come back with a better record. The Chiefs are a better team right now this minute than Washington is, right? I'm not saying anything controversial. That's why they're double-digit favorites. It's up to 11.5, 12.5 some places, down to 10.5 now. Whatever, you understand the point of the story. Kansas City, very good. Washington, trying to be the upstart here, the David and Goliath analogy. Well, what's a great equalizer? What's one play that can change things? Your kick return, right? Your special teams. If you don't screw the team over, think about missed kicks or gaffes or turnover in that regard. Luke McCaffrey popping one, maybe not a touchdown, but a field position changing moment. You're going to receive some kickoffs. Kansas City's going to score. What better way to kind of you know, eat up some turf, right? Some free yards, so to speak, throwing a couple nice kick returns. And he's done a really good job of that this year, right around 30 yards per return, one of the better returners in the sport at this point. What if he pops one tonight? That would be a major lift, kind of some free points there.
Commanders, spotlight on Grant and Danny. Which players do we have our eyes on tonight? How about Frankie Luvu under the spotlight? Luvu missed 9 tackles so far on the season, 7 of them in his first 4 games, has started to round into form. He has given up 15 catches on 16 targets in space, but only 67 yak. He's done a pretty good job with chase downs and tackles. Comparatively, by the way, Bobby Wagner, 182 yards in yards after catch for him on the season. But I think Luvu plays up front more. I think Luvu is going to be used more often as a pass rusher on passing downs, put him at edge, and then Jordan McGee is going to play at linebacker. And I am excited to see that. McGee, who's only missed a tackle in the entire season, came in that Chargers game. But it was not played a ton before last week when he got 22 snaps against Dallas. Danny, if I had to bet, I think he's going to play more than 22 snaps tonight. It'll be the most we see of him. A lot of Luvu at the line of scrimmage where he's at his best. My spotlight's on Luvu, the pass rusher. If he has a sack and a half in this game, I think defensively it means they're getting closer to running things the way I want them to, and I'll bet you the performance follows that they're going
to
be better.
And that's why I picked Jordan McGee as the next guy to receive a little spotlight here, because I think he's going to play more. I think you're going to see that. Twofold. What's it going to look like? If I'm Mahomes, I sound like this dog, but if I'm also Mahomes and Andy Reid and everybody else, I'm going to say, I got a young player out there. I've got the veteran savvy tight end. I got a rich man, Zach Ertz, in Travis Kelce. Let's see what the kid's got. Let me move him around, and then I'm going to see if I can expose Bobby Wagner with some of those crossers that have absolutely just murdered this defense time and time and time and time again, asking for kind of those late-breaking stuff to try to make him run with people. I'm going to use that middle of the field an awful lot, and let's see. Jordan McGee's going to have to respond well, whether it's covering guys out of the backfield, whether it's covering Kelce, whether it's, you know, not being exposed here, because that's right now a soft underbelly in a sea of soft underbellies for this bad defense.
There you go. Spotlight on the Commanders, Grant and Danny style here on The Fan. By the way, you just did your Patrick Mahomes impression. That was not the first time you've done that here today at this Kansas City radio station. We actually went in studio with our buddies who do the midday show here in KC on the Odyssey channel. And I didn't think they liked your impression very much.
They didn't love it, I'll tell you that.
They no-sold it badly.
Pretty hard.
There was no like, oh, that's pretty good, or like, ah, ha, ha.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were actually bothered by it.
I think they were. So it reminds me, years ago, I did the Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland. And I'm not from Portland. I'm in Portland, kind of a rare opportunity here. And I hit up an open mic kind of during the festivals that was part of it. Anyway, like Greg Oden was on TV. And I made a joke that he's got, you know, a mortgage face because, like, he's 21 years old, but it looks like he's got that furrowed brow and it's like a lot of stress on there. And they just sat there and stared at me. I'm like, well, sorry to kick over that hornet's nest, because that's all they heard about.
Yeah.
Someone has done that joke a million times, so I'm sure they've heard a lot of Mahomes material. But I did notice that. That was a fart in church moment right there.
But I thought, those guys. I mean, the impression was harmless. And how many guys are doing Mahomes impressions for them? I didn't, you know, if you came in and we were just cutting promos on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, just like poking at the underbelly, sure, okay, you know, get a little bothered, but to no sell the Mahomes like that,
they no sold it pretty hard.
I was very surprised.
The one guy goes, "Oh, it's a country Mahomes." Like, okay, you mean the way he talks? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it's pretty good. They didn't love it.
I think the part that maybe led to them just deciding they were going to run away and not talk about it was when you brought up his brother.
Yeah,
which is not like a no-no around these parts.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you want, I think Patrick's on their station and they have a relationship with the Chiefs, but if you want everything to go swimmingly on that front, you're not allowed to talk about his brother being a wackadoo.
I think I said something effective.
You know, his dad's issues or whatever.
Yeah, I expect a lot of points tonight. You know, Bobby Jackson's going to do like 10, 12 TikTok dances for every touchdown. And I know y'all can't talk about that because you're afraid. And they kind of just clammed right up on that.
I think they just decided, you know what, we're going to leave that one alone.
Like, yeah, Mahomes impression.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.